This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Chris, you mentioned your father grew up in this neighborhood. Yeah. This is a neighborhood that I know has a lot of heartstrings for you.
Yeah.
How important is it to see, and I know we talked about this last March.
Yeah.
It was a lot colder than that.
Yeah, it was. It's obviously important. You know, like I said, my father just grew up two blocks over, and obviously a neighborhood that's important to my family, and I think he would love seeing these new homes being built in a neighborhood that he was so proud of, and like I said, a neighborhood that played an important role and our family, and that's a great story for us. But like I said, you know, it's being replicated across the city.
Yeah.
And so there's stories across the city that people love their neighborhoods and seeing these new homes built and giving people the opportunity to for high quality affordable housing right in neighborhoods that they love. So the fact that we've been able to do this across the city, it speaks volumes to the level of cooperation and collaboration that went into this.
It's got to make you feel good. I mean, you talked going from a talking point to reality.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, right after becoming a mayor in October 24, I mean, it was probably the first 10 days, I had a conversation with the county executive, but neither of us were happy with the direction that the program was going, and we thought we could build more homes if we've got a little bit creative. And thanks to his team at the county, my team at the city, working with the land bank and the construction partners, we were able to, you know, engineer some cost efficiencies. And because of that, you're able to build more homes and give more people opportunities. So it was a great, great experience working with the county.
What about the context? You have these homes here in Miami, but one block over, you have all the new BMHA properties. So it's changing the old forced war dynamic.
Yeah, well, you know what it's doing? It's bringing more people into the fold. It's giving more people opportunities to live where they might want to live. You know, you've got these homes here on Miami, a couple more down the street, the hundreds of units, as you mentioned, over at Perry. And, you know, it's giving people opportunities to live. And as I mentioned, it's one thing to give people affordable housing options, but to give them high-quality affordable options is another, and that's what these projects symbolize.
And they create a neighborhood.
Absolutely.
I think it was Jocelyn said, it's not a house, it's a neighborhood.
Correct. You walked down this street a couple months ago, you had five empty lots here. Now you've got five homes, five families that'll come in here and help create a community. And, you know, the county executive touched on this, but there's spinoff from that. You see these new homes being built, people look at them and they say, you know, maybe I got to invest a little bit in my property. And there's a trickle-down effect throughout neighborhoods, and it improves them.
The rising tide syndrome.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You deserve a lot of kudos for this.
Thanks, John.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.